Welcome to Womb Buddy, the brother podcast. I'm Austin, the original
buddies.
Womb Buddies with an S. I just said one. I'm the only buddy. Austin, that's me, the original womb inhabitant. I hope. I don't know of anybody before me.
Dear God.
Okay. Would you like to introduce yourself, please?
Wonderful start. No, I'm good.
Okay. Well, that's the other one then.
Okay, I'm Brendan. The second one in the womb, I guess. I tricked it out better than he did.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. That's why I was so comfortable and I didn't want to come out.
I don't quite remember any of that part.
They had to cut me out.
There were a few years afterwards, which I blocked from my memory, too.
Yeah, the 2 years before I was born, I know.
Well, yeah, and then probably the three after that.
You were just waiting for your little brother to come along.
No, please.
Yeah.
Go away.
Mm-mm. Okay. You love me, you know it.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
So this is a podcast. We're brothers. We talk. We absolutely love and hate each other, both at the same time.
You just described it perfectly, dude.
That was the perfect description.
Podcast. We talk. We're brothers.
Yeah. What that's else? The whole thing. What else would there be?
I only hit him a couple times in our life, so we're good.
Just a few. I can't remember any specific times.
I remember one very specific time where I slapped you dead across the face and just walked away as soon as I did it.
Was there something that led up to that? Or
You were probably being an asshole.
Oh, good. That was, you don't remember what happened. You just remember the slap.
Listen, you in, what's the word? You know that word where you, like, you edge someone on?
Instigate?
Instigated me.
That's the word you were looking for?
I reacted with a slap straight across the face.
Left cheek or right cheek?
Let your left.
My left?
It was my right to left slap,
like,
and you hit the left. It was right on the left cheek.
Right on the left cheek.
Yeah.
My left or your left?
Your left.
My left.
But I came from my right.
Okay.
It was a right hook
with
an open fist right across the face.
Perfect.
You're welcome.
So we're going to talk about a variety of things.
Including beating up each other.
Slapping each other open-handed across the face, apparently.
Bitch slap.
Exactly. Maybe some current events. Nothing. I don't want to be too downer. Do you want to just throw something crazy sad out and then continue?
Something crazy sad?
Yeah.
RIP to the homie Kobe. I know it's been
wow.
a year, but
I said current event.
We still miss him. Well, that's current. Oh, Tom Brady. That's sad hearing about him.
He died? He did not die.
I mean, did you see the picture?
Of what?
Him trying to get in his car after the parade?
No, I didn't.
He was laid out on the ground worse than I am usually.
Well, he was drunk?
Yeah, Tom Brady. Did you see him throw the Lombardi trophy across?
No. Let me look it up.
They had a parade in Tampa, but they can't have a normal parade because of COVID, so they had, like, boats, and they were going down a river, and he threw the Lombardi trophy from his boat to Gronk's boat.
Oh, I think I did see, like, a clip of that. I thought it was a baby or something.
No,
like,
why would he throw a baby? Yeah,
I
come here. What's his daughter's name? Come here,
little one.
I'm going to go see Uncle Gronk.
I just saw, like, something fly from one boat to the other and a bunch of people,
yeah, it
like,
was the Lombardi
out.
Trophy. Mans has had it six other times, so he's like, this ain't special. Here
just
you go, Gronk.
Brady got sloshed during Bucks Super Bowl parade.
Yeah. LeBron commented on his tweet and was like, hey, man, what the hell? I wish I could have a parade, too. I thought that was funny.
Do you have the inside report? Like, what was he sloshed on?
I did read about it.
Here we go.
He was drinking something weird. It was something weird.
Gin.
Yes, maybe. I don't know. It wasn't like beer or anything. It was some weird thing.
Oh, there's noise. I don't want the noise. Let's see. Oh, my God. He's lining it up.
Oh, you're watching the throw?
Yeah, he's about to throw.
Honestly,
it.
Better than any of the passes he threw in the Super Bowl, though. So
I don't remember most of them.
I watched 3 minutes of the Super Bowl.
Oh, wow.
That
did,
was
in fact, catch it.
Yeah.
That's
one of the reasons why I do not like Tom Brady.
Because he threw the trophy?
No, I think he's, like, a low-key arrogant guy.
Low-key arrogant?
Yeah, like, you gotta look at everything he's done to see his arrogance.
Oh.
Also, like, I just don't like U of M, so...
Yes.
Fire up chips.
In the grand scheme of things, he's arrogant, but, like, any one moment, he's not?
Like, I feel like he pretends to be the nice guy, and then he's just, like, super arrogant behind closed doors. But when he got drunk, he showed his real side.
That was it. That was all him.
That was all Tom right there. I mean, you know what they say. Alcohol makes you say the truth. So, it makes you act like your true self, too.
I can't spell.
That's why I act like a jackass when I'm drunk.
I just can't spell, which maybe it means I'm uneducated.
Why can't you? What can't you spell?
Anything.
Anything. A-N-Y-T-H-I-N-G. Anything.
Yeah, but if I was... like 7 or 8 drinks down, I might get
that's what you when you're drunk. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were just telling me you can't spell.
Yeah, I was a little
worried there. I definitely spiked above the red again.
I really lean on the autocorrect. His mic is spiking. He leans in and out.
I apologize for that.
No, you're fine. This is the first.
Oh, you didn't see it a couple seconds before.
Oh, whatever. This is the first episode. We'll figure it out later. So that was current events. Do you have any more current events you wanted to talk about?
Any more current events?
We went from Kobe Bryant to Tom Brady, which got more current.
Not really. I mean, the only other current event I can really think of is, you know, anything on TikTok really is just pretty current.
It's very current.
Yeah. Some crazy videos out there. Good content.
Nothing specific?
I just saw a tweet that had John Krasinski in it, but I can't find it anymore.
He was recently on SNL.
I did see that he hosted. I wanted to watch that one, but I didn't. Yeah.
I haven't seen it either.
Wait, here it is.
Oh,
John Krasinski and Emily Blunt. Their tips for a Oh, never mind. It's on The Onion, so it's not real.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever looked at any of The Onion stuff?
Did you? Well, did you want to read what it said, or were you just going
to
tell me it's on
their tips to a successful marriage? I'm not married, so I'm good. I don't need.
You don't need it.
I'm sorry, are you married? Do you need it? No,
but,
you're not.
Maybe somebody listening needs it.
Well,
The Onion's John Krasinski tips to a good marriage.
All right. This one goes out to our cousin Madison, I guess.
Yep. She's about to get married.
Yeah, what is it, 151 days or something like that?
You know the exact number?
I saw a Facebook post about Valentine's Day. That's the only reason I know. So it says,
yes.
Well, it just showed a picture of Ted Cruz, and that was it. So, I guess if you want a successful marriage,
Ted Cruz,
get his help. That's what they're saying here. I don't know.
I don't think Ted Cruz is a good relationship
Probably
counselor.
Not.
Maybe better than us, though.
I don't know. I'd be pretty good at it. I don't know about you. You need a little more experience on your resume before you give advice about that.
But you have it down. Like marriage counseling or just relationship counseling?
Oh, relationship counseling. Okay. I've got nothing on marriage. I mean, I'm assuming it's just like a regular relationship, except for you can't get out of it at that point.
So, like, normal couples come in and you help them, and then, like, a married couple comes in, you just play single ladies, and they...
Oh, single ladies. Uh-huh. I give them the card of a nice divorce lawyer, and that's what I...
Oh.
Yeah.
I feel like you're not going to be in business very long.
Oh, no.
Well, good job. That was all the current events, then?
Yeah,
your Twitter and...
Do you have any current events? I don't know.
No. I don't...
Dix, sponsor me.
Dix will not sponsor you.
What is it? Play it again? Oh, wait. No,
that's
an actual chain.
That's a different store.
What's a big name, low spread? No, that's Dunham's. What's Dix's thing?
Every
Get
season
in the game.
Starts
at
Dix.
That's such a bad saying.
I mean, it's...
Just imagine the commercial for that. Like...
Okay.
Like... You got a priest or something, every season starts with dicks.
I mean, yeah, there is
Or like an old creepy grandpa.
I don't
buying his grandson. I guess I can't see the quotation marks I put on that.
That's
his
what you
grandson
say
in quotation marks. A baseball glove or something.
You're saying that would be a creepy commercial?
Yeah.
I feel like that's why they've never made a commercial like that.
Have they ever made a commercial where they say every season starts with dicks?
I don't think they say with. I think they say at.
Oh, is, at dicks.
Yeah,
oh, I heard with dicks.
No,
okay.
You don't just start with
it's
dicks.
Better, it's better if it's at, not with.
You are correct.
You know, nobody wants to start the season with dicks.
There was a commercial, I think it was a few years ago, for the Little League World Series, and it was like how they help out youth sports and stuff like that, but it was just a bunch of little kids in baseball uniforms, and on the front it just said dicks. Because, like, the sporting goods is a lot smaller than... It was very, like, good intentions, but
good intentions. What was their mascot? Just a giant penis?
I don't think
dick and balls just running around the stadium.
I don't know how many like little kids baseball teams you know of, but most of them don't have mascots.
Well, I don't know. That's the Little League World Series. They're all pretty rich.
Well, the mascot is like just the gopher or whatever it is.
Well, I guess that's true. Like at Central, they didn't have a mascot. Well, that's. That's a different story, I guess. They can't really have a mascot.
Chippewas, yeah.
Yeah, they can't have a mascot for the team. Yeah, let's just hire one of the guys from the reservation to come over here. They actually had, there was a game, I don't know if you went to this game, but there was a game that we had a full-on drum circle before the game, which I thought was actually pretty cool. They the reason that they don't have to switch from the Chippewas and like all the other teams have so far, like the Redskins, is because they have such a good relationship with the tribe that's up there.
Mm.
Fun facts about Central Michigan.
The Chippewa.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, like, the tribal elders or whatever they're called, I think it's tribal elders. I think that's how you
couldn't tell you.
Well, the people that are in charge of the tribe,
mm-hmm.
they are, like, actually really cool with the university, and they do a lot of stuff to help them out. And, like, they, you know, communicate and shit.
Central Michigan University. You just said Central, so it could have been
CMU. Fire Up Chips. I already said Fire Up Chips on the podcast, so.
Okay, well, I think
they know which one I'm talking about.
Somebody from, like, Central Arizona might not know what Fire Up Chips means.
I guess that's true.
Like a Phoenix native or, like, somebody who lives in, like, Los Angeles?
Yeah, but they're...
Excuse me. Oh, my God.
They're over there at ASU partying all the time, so...
Well, yeah.
You know, they Party don't school. Remember much of anything, so...
Beautiful.
Shout out to ASU, though. You know, here you got great campus.
Great campus.
And a good cross-country team.
Do they?
Yeah. Actually, they were, like, one of the best in the nation.
Oh. How does partying translate to good running?
So, like, there's... The school is split into two. It's parties or hippies.
Oh.
And hippies are really good at running, usually.
Apparently.
Yes, actually. It's weird. You can't really be a runner without being a hippie. That's what I found out.
I don't think that's true.
It is true.
Was Forrest Gump a hippie?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, he married a hippie, so.
There's the relation. Did they get married? Oh, I guess they did get married. I forgot that
Jenny,
part.
I love you. That was a pretty good Forrest. No, that was a pretty good Forrest Gump.
I couldn't. That was not good. That was you were closer to, like, British than Forrest Gump.
Well, maybe Tom Hanks is British now. Who knows?
Don't think he is.
He was British for that one Carly Rae Jepsen video.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
He was like, you've never seen...
Tom Hanks was in a Carly Rae Jepsen video?
So Carly Rae Jepsen, Hold on. I think it's I Really, Really Like You.
Okay.
Tom Hanks, the entire music video is just Tom Hanks mouthing the words to the song. And then Carly Rae Jepsen comes in the end, and they're all, like, dancing in the street and singing, and then Justin Bieber comes out of nowhere and starts dancing. It's apparently, so, like, this is what I've heard on this. Apparently, they were all in the same bar together. They just happened to be in the same bar at one point,
mm-hmm.
and they were all just like, we should shoot a music video together when they got drunk, and, like, then it happened.
Look at that. That's Tom Hanks right there.
Yeah. And he just mouths the whole song.
I don't have the sound on, so it's just Tom Hanks waking up right now.
I really wanna stop, but I just got...
Is it? Okay.
Sorry, I know the song. It's a great song.
I don't
think
I know the song. Apparently you know a lot more than I do about...
Current events
and Carly Rae Jepsen and Tom Hanks. Well,
do you remember our biology teacher from high school?
I do, yes.
Okay, so we had a pep rally one year, uh-huh. and Carly Rae Jepsen's song... Call Me Maybe. There's a dance.
I'm pretty
to it,
sure
right?
I was still at the school when this happened. Like, I'm pretty sure I witnessed what you're saying.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was a freshman, so you would have been a junior.
Correct.
Yeah, when she danced. She was dancing in front of our art section, though. That's why I didn't know if you saw it or not. And she did the, you know. And everybody was like, oh my God, is she going to have a heart attack?
I was going to say, I was on, like, the middle south side of the gym, but I didn't know if that would help you in any way.
The middle south side of the gym. Yeah. Well, I gotta think of which way is south.
Northeast, southwest. Never eat soggy waffles.
No, I can't remember that far back. I don't know where I was. I thought I was on the south side as well, but all the way over by the exit.
Well, that would be plausible. If you didn't say the same exact spot as me, then it could be possible.
Yeah, but you were... Didn't they say juniors and seniors on one side and sophomores and freshmen on the other?
I don't know.
I thought that's how it worked. It doesn't matter.
No, it does not.
Any more current events yet?
No.
Now that we've been babbling for 16 minutes about our biology teacher.
My junior year of high school, which was about 8 years ago, 7 years ago.
Your junior year would have been my freshman year, so correct. That would be over eight.
Over eight?
Yeah, because I just graduated. I should have just graduated from college this year. This was my fourth year, so that would put it at eight for my freshman year.
I feel like your math is off.
No, because it's 4 years of high school plus exactly 4 years eight. Of college is eight.
Exactly eight.
And we're a little past when I should have graduated, so it's like eight and a half.
You got it.
See?
No.
Math is my strong suit, bud.
Hold on. No, it's not. Because
it is my...
This is 2021, correct?
Yes.
2014 is how many years from...
It was the fall... the fall pep rally, which was in 2012.
Okay, so we're just over...
And even if it was in 2013, that's still 8 years.
It doesn't matter. We're not arguing about years right now. It's just over eight. It's not eight and a half. Thank you very much. I'm not that old.
Okay, it's close to eight and a half. Whatever. It's over eight. We're going to have to edit just all of that arguing out.
We're not editing anything out.
We should edit the arguing
out. Not a
out.
Thing.
Edit the arguing.
So, I had a real topic that's not current events that happened 8 years ago.
Oh, God. what? I hit puberty?
8 years ago yeah. You did?
I was a late bloomer.
Okay. I was not going to talk about another current event, no.
Oh, okay.
I was going to...
8 years ago, though.
8 years ago, exactly?
What happened 8 years ago?
To date this, it was...
Do I know this?
February 11th. No, I'm not talking about something from 8 years ago.
Oh, I thought you just said 8 years ago.
You keep talking about puberty!
Yeah, okay. February 11th. It's February 11th.
It's February 11th today. I don't know when this comes out. So 8 years ago, something happened. Do you want me to look up what happened 8 years ago?
See what you just said 8 years ago. That's
because you keep talking about it. I'm trying to move on.
Okay, move on then.
Well, now I gotta look up what happened 8 years ago.
Oh my God. We're editing all of this arguing.
No.
Yes.
This is what we do.
People don't want to hear arguing.
But this is what we do.
I know it's what we do.
No,
that's why there's gonna be a lot of editing in our show.
People like arguments because then they get to pick a side.
Okay, well, everybody can be on my side because I'm the correct one.
I don't think so.
Yes.
I can tell you what happened on this date in 1990.
Why do I care? I wasn't alive.
I don't know. Nelson Mandela was freed after 27 years
well,
as a political
listen,
prisoner.
I don't believe anything actually happened until I was born.
Sarah Palin's birthday is today.
Oh, dear God.
And Jennifer Aniston.
Check her emails.
Jennifer Aniston or...
Sarah Palin.
Oh, okay.
I whispered that one because we don't want her to come assassinate us.
Who? Sarah Palin?
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody heard what you said.
She can see Russia from her house, so
that's
I don't
true.
Want to die.
My watch is going off. So can I transition away from current events that aren't very current
yeah,
now?
Let's move on to whatever's next.
Okay. I figured since this was our first episode, or like our first date with the listener's ears, if you want to put it that way.
I like how you're explaining it while looking at me, even though I already know what's about to happen.
Well, I gotta explain it for everybody else. Do you want me to look the other way
yeah,
when
if
I...
Yeah, you could, like, not look at me while you
I'm not gonna look at you. So I figured we'd do some first date questions, just so people know what we're all about, which is arguing about eight-year-old current events, apparently.
Can we take a quick pause break on that for a second?
Okay.
And I want to ask you a question. We're sitting in our studio, which is aka your bedroom.
Correct.
Right? Why do you have a Lego penis in here?
A Lego... That's not a Lego penis.
Okay, it looks like a...
Okay, this is...
Tell me...
If you look at the bottom of this Lego set, you can see what city this is.
Okay, well, San Francisco does not have a building that looks like a penis in it.
That is... it is what the building looks like. Can Let me look it up for you. Here.
It looks like a penis.
It's a gray, first of all. Is that what happened for you?
Well, maybe
at puberty
your condoms
8 years
are colored.
Oh, it's already wrapped.
They can make colored condoms. I had a like neon yellow one time.
When you hit puberty.
When
8
I hit
years
puberty,
ago?
No, this is probably like 4 or 5 years ago.
This is. Let me see if I can get a good picture of this building. There you go. Oh God, Google help! Google. I think that's the building it's supposed to be.
That looks nothing like a penis
well,
in real life. That looks nothing like this, actually.
It's a Legos. You can't make a perfect building.
That probably looks exactly like the building that it's... I just realized that I was talking
that?
Away from the mics and nobody heard
God.
Anything I just said.
He's just pointing at Lego buildings behind him.
Yeah.
At Shanghai? There's a twisty building in Shanghai.
Yeah, that probably looks correct.
I bet people are just dying to hear. Okay.
Sorry for the pause break. We'll go back to the. All right, so we're gonna act like we're on a dating website here, and we're gonna be answering some first date questions, so that you can get to know us a little better, and hopefully, you'll get to see how these play out throughout the rest of the show.
What does that mean?
Our romance life. See if any of our actual first dates go well.
If this helps us, we're
gonna practice. Okay. Austin needs some practice to help him in the dating pool.
You're back to relationship counseling.
We're gonna start getting him out to bars and see if any of this works. After COVID's subsided, of course.
So there are 160 questions here on this website that I found.
Oh, okay. That's a lot.
We're not going to go through all of them.
I don't talk that much on a first date.
No, we're not going to go through all of them. I figured you could just pick a random number between 1 and 160 a few times, and we'll just talk about a few.
Oh, why don't you just do a random number generator?
Oh, I thought I'd give you the choice. Because then if, like, these are all horrible questions, it's your fault and not the universe's fault or whoever.
Well, we're just
going to
do a number generator. What is it? 160?
1 to 160.
60, generate. 43.
43. So we're going to scroll down to 43 here. If you could give yourself a nickname, which nickname would you want people to call you?
Oh, no. I'm going to go back to 8 years ago, actually, when I got my best nickname. Back in gym class, I used to know this one girl, and she always said that I could be a rapper if I wanted to. I can't rap at all. Keep this in mind. I cannot rap at all. She said I looked like a rapper, I guess. I don't. But anyways, she told me that my rap name would be Q Daddy.
Oh.
And that's the nickname that I would want to go by. I think that's a pretty fantastic name.
Mm-hmm.
For all the viewers out there wondering why Q Daddy, it's because our last name is Queener, spelled with a Q, so Q Daddy. That's my rap name. Unless I ever get into like the food rapping business, and then I'd want to be Lil Meat Patty.
What? Hold on. Hold on. The food wrapping game?
Yeah. You know, like when you're at McDonald's and they wrap up your hamburger before they give it to you?
Are you...
Yeah. I would want to be Lil Meat Patty.
So you're planning on maybe at some point becoming a McDonald's food wrapper?
Yeah.
Specifically McDonald's, or would there be a different...
Well, I mean, I guess you can go to any place that wraps up food, really.
Well, what are you aspiring?
Well, I guess it couldn't be Taco Bell, because they don't really wrap up meat patties. They wrap up ground beef.
Mm-hmm. So you're not aspiring for a Taco Bell, like a...
No, I don't think I could work at Taco Bell because I eat it too much and I like it too much. Like, okay. If I work there, you know, it's kind of like seeing how the chicken nuggets are made at McDonald's. I don't know if I want to see what's in Taco Bell. I just want to know that it's there for when I'm drunk and ready to eat.
As long as it tastes good. I mean, who really cares?
I care. I don't want to eat chicken nuggets from McDonald's ever again.
Why not? They're good.
Because it looks like toothpaste when they squeeze it out of that tube.
Some very pink toothpaste.
Yeah, well, Colgate. That is colored toothpaste.
Okay.
Crest makes colored toothpaste. You don't remember the blue sparkly toothpaste we used to have as kids?
That's child's toothpaste.
I'm sure that they can make pink toothpaste too. I'm sure girls get pink toothpaste.
Well, I'm sure they genderify toothpaste.
Princesses and shit on the front of the tube.
That would be brown if it was shit.
I hate you.
Is there like an emoji toothpaste?
An emoji toothbrush? I feel like they're probably... They make emoji toothbrushes now. You can, like, light up the toothbrush and brush your teeth. You know, remember those ones that, like, you light it up and it'll light up for 2 minutes and they have emojis on it?
Okay, so we've gone away from the question, but I have a different question for you now.
Okay.
Do you remember, I don't know if it's still a thing, there were toothbrushes that used to play songs, so when you put them on your teeth...
Yeah, and you had to touch your teeth to hear the music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those were...
Bone conductivity.
I feel like that was, like, 10 years ago that was a thing.
Fun story about that.
Okay.
They use the same technology that they use in those toothbrushes and those headphones that we used to sell at the old place we worked together at, because I can't say names apparently on this show.
Well, if you remember old place, I don't
remember
care.
Those bone conductivity headphones?
Yeah.
They use the same technology as they did in the toothbrush.
Oh, I thought you were going to say to like help deaf people or something, but you went straight for...
Deaf people can't do that. I don't think that works on deaf people.
I think they can like take your tooth out and shove it in your head or something. That's probably not exactly how it works.
What?
But
take your tooth out and shove what in your head?
The tooth. Hold on.
Hold on, so you're saying they pull your tooth out and then just shove it right back in? Is that what you're saying? To deaf people and it doesn't hurt or something? They're immune to having teeth pulled and having it hurt?
I don't think that's the official way to do it.
I'm really confused here.
Let me see how it's...
Or are you saying they put in, like, a special tooth where they, like, vibrate and they can feel the vibrations and hear stuff?
Hold on, let me see here.
Because I'm kind of confused by this question here. Or by this statement by you.
I think,
I'd also like to state that this guy over here has not taken any dental classes in his background. So
no,
he has
never.
Absolutely no clue what he's talking about. Neither do I.
Here you go. It's some sort of, conduction prosthesis. They take a tooth out and it's implanted somewhere. Here we go.
Okay. So you should have... You can't just say they take it out and shove it in your head. Because I'm thinking they take the tooth out and shove the tooth right back in. Like, they put something in there.
No, they take the... take the tooth out and they implant it somewhere.
Your tooth?
Yes.
What does the tooth do?
Because it conducts sound somehow. I don't know.
Oh. So I'm completely off here. I thought you meant, like, okay, they pull a tooth and then they put, like, a fake tooth in its spot and you can, like, hear stuff from it.
No, they like take it out and they implant it somewhere so that it conducts the sound. I don't know if you can be completely deaf and use it.
That's crazy. That is weird.
And
what?
Definitely comment down below everything that I just said that was wrong, which is probably 100% of it.
So, oh my goodness, they just straight up cut your tooth out of your mouth and just throw it in your brain.
I assume they use a tooth that's not necessary, like they don't take your front tooth and put it in your head.
You know, all I can think about while we're talking about this is, remember when you were in, like, high school and you had headphones and you put them in your nose and then open your
absolutely.
Mouth? Yeah, that's all I can think about while I was talking about that.
Or when you take the phone and you, like, put it in your mouth and you go, blah, blah, blah,
yeah.
blah. Yeah. See? Conductivity and sound and stuff. You got all kinds of holes and cavities in your head for the sound to bounce around it.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that you said holes and cavities in your
holes
head for sure.
Holes and cavities in your head.
You just got stuff bouncing around in there, man.
That's my nickname, Holes and Cavities.
That's what you want people to call you? All right, Holes and Cavities. You can call me Q Daddy, and I'll call you Holes
and
Cavities.
Okay, Q Daddy and Holes and Cavities.
Can I shorten it to HC?
HC. I'll be HC.
Or I guess if it's Holes H-N-C? And Cavities, we could call it HAC and call you Hack.
I'm Hack.
All right, Hack.
Hack and Q Daddy.
Oh, dear God. This is...
Those are our radio DJ names?
All right, next
is
question
28?
Is 28.
Okay. We'll move on from the nicknames because we've talked about toothbrushes and deaf people.
I feel like this is a podcast for ADHD people because we haven't stayed on a topic.
We're gonna
for very long.
It's gonna be tangent after tangent.
Oh dear, yeah. So if you're ADHD and you want to hear a podcast, listen to us because we're fantastic for that.
Props to anybody if their brain can keep up with what's going on or even remember what we said 3 minutes ago.
I can't. I think we were talking about high school or something.
Maybe. 8 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Events.
Fire up chips.
8-year-old current events. What fad did you never really understand?
You better watch.
I'm fad sorry. With a D. F-A-D.
All I can think about is now New Girl. What are you saying? You need to enunciate better.
F-A-D,
new
fad.
Hip trad fad trends.
Surprise. You can't
for speak. All my New Girl fans out there, and you know what I'm talking about, Nick and Schmidt. One day I aspire to have a best friend like that. Okay, what was the question now?
Oh my God. What fad did you never really understand?
Tide Pods. When you eat the Tide Pod, I never understood that. No. Okay,
oh,
there's a story behind it. Okay.
God.
When I was in basic training, they took all of our Tide Pods and we weren't allowed to do laundry for 2 weeks because freaking dumbasses were out here eating Tide Pods. They were scared we were all going to try and kill ourselves.
With Tide Pods?
Yes.
Oh my God.
So we had dirty, stinky clothes for the, like, 2 weeks straight.
They couldn't just
disgusting.
Get you, like, liquid detergent?
No, they didn't have it. We weren't allowed to have that either because of some reason. I don't know what the reasons were for that one, but you could only have Tide Pods.
Okay, but then the Tide Pods you couldn't have because
but yeah, then
were
we couldn't
them.
Have Tide Pods because kids were eating them.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was a great time.
What fad do I not understand?
I mean, feel like you don't understand most of them.
That was what I was about to say. Like anything that's happened after 2005, maybe.
He doesn't even understand the TikTok fad.
I don't.
Although he recently downloaded it.
I mean, recently, like I re-downloaded it after having it for a few months.
Oh, you had it? Yeah. Did you have an account? Have you ever made a TikTok?
I've never made a TikTok.
I've made several. Would you like to see some?
I'm not in the middle of the audio podcast.
No.
Do you want to shout yourself out, though?
Shout out? No, because I don't really...
He's scared. Okay, yeah, I don't understand, like...
Wait, did I not show you the TikTok I made for Shawn Mendes?
No, you didn't.
Did you watch the Shawn Mendes documentary?
No, I didn't. I watched the very beginning where he couldn't talk when you were watching it.
You gotta watch Shawn Mendes' documentary to understand the TikTok, so we'll save that for another day.
Okay, yeah, fans, I don't understand most of them. I still don't know what simping is.
Simping?
Yeah.
You don't know what simping is? Like, that's not a fad. Well, that's just something that happens.
Just general anything that a young kid would do now?
Let me edumacate you real quick. Okay, so simping?
Mm-hmm.
Simping is basically... when you treat a girl with respect and you treat her right.
Oh, like the opposite of negging?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of what?
Negging.
I don't like that you said that because that's... Okay, that's like a TV thing. I don't think people actually neg.
I mean, I feel like some really douchey guys did at one point.
Okay, but you call me douchey all the time.
Well,
I've never done that.
I mean, for all I know, you could have.
Okay, let me tell you this, though.
Uh-huh.
Girls... like it when you treat them like kind of bad. They like if a girl likes you and no, hold on.
I've never nagged, but girls really like it when you treat them bad.
When a girl likes you, but you don't know it and you continue to like kind of like tease them and make fun of them, they like it more, which is weird. I don't know. Girls got some crazy stuff going on up in their heads.
I feel like we can't talk about this because there's not equal representation here.
What do you mean?
Like, you're just talking about stuff that you might not know the right answer to.
I mean, if any girls want to comment on this and tell me if I'm wrong, they can't because I'm right.
Oh, okay.
I'm always right.
I've never nicked anybody.
Okay, but anyways, back to simping. Simping is just like when you treat a girl right.
And the opposite of that.
It's basically, like... your guy friends being like, oh, you're not coming to hang out with us anymore. It's like, do you know what whipped means?
Being
whipped?
I do know what whipped
means.
It's
the same thing.
Okay.
Same thing. I guess I could have just said that. It's not the whip. It's being whipped. Like...
Uh-huh. I understand what whipped means.
Okay,
thank
you. Like whipped cream.
I don't know that I've ever dabbed. That's another one that I'm not... I mean, that was more of just like...
Oh, there's two meanings for dab, too.
No, not the tobacco dab. Like, the arm dab. Was that what you were referring to? Is there another dab?
Weed dab.
Oh, sorry, weed dab.
There's no tobacco.
No, that's dip, sorry.
Dip, yeah.
Different D word.
Also, you know they make that stuff, like, so readily... They can make coffee dip now. Like, it tastes like coffee.
I've never dipped.
It's ZYN.
ZYN?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That's, like, the company.
Oh, okay.
They also make, like... Now they make dip pouches that are vitamins instead of nicotine.
Does it really bore a hole through your lip or whatever?
Probably. Yeah. I mean, it's not good. But they make anything with vitamins now. They do, that's the next question. They do vapes that are just they make melatonin vapes. So you smoke melatonin and just knock out. I mean, if you're going to do that, you may as well just smoke weed. it does the same thing as melatonin.
Does the melatonin vape smell like weed, though?
I don't know. I don't vape.
Oh, well, I don't either. That's another fad that I never understood.
Vaping?
Yeah.
It's the... Okay, so the whole thing behind vaping was, like, it was supposed to be better than smoking.
But it wasn't really?
So I saw a TikTok the other day on this, and it was a doctor, and he said it took them 50 years to realize that smoking was, like, really... To have scientific evidence that smoking was actually really bad for you.
Okay.
And vaping is still a baby. It's only been around for about 20 years now. So they're predicting that they won't have, like, clear medical evidence that vaping is bad for you for another, like, 30 years. But in 30 years, when all the kids are, like,
they all have lung cancer and they're all dying,
they're going to be like, look, we told you vaping is just as bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's still stuff going into your lungs. It's not air. It's flavored air.
Good to know. Any other fads that I've missed?
Mm-mm.
Anything current right now that I need to know about?
Current fads?
Yeah.
Just the TikTok thing. Because we're all in quarantine, so everybody's like, TikTok.
That's true.
I'm going to become TikTok famous.
You are?
That's my goal. Well, I made a bet that I could get 100 likes on a video. The closest I've got is 46, so we're kind of close.
Oh, you're getting there.
Yeah, I'm
almost
there.
But you didn't want to shout yourself out so you could win the bet?
That was the Shawn Mendes video. No, I want to win it the proper way.
The proper way, okay.
I mean, you know. I thought about making, like, an anonymous account where I wear a dinosaur costume and just run around and do dumb stuff.
Uh-huh.
I feel like that would go really well.
Okay.
But I didn't.
Are you making a TikTok for Womb Buddies. You've talked about it.
Yeah, I don't know the name yet. We'll just, like, we'll put it in the thing below the video.
That would be the description.
The description.
Perfect. You nailed it.
Or we can comment it. Whatever.
Another question?
Another question.
What'd you have? One?
Oh, number one, yeah.
Number one. What do you like to do in your free time?
Lift. I'm super depressed, so I lift all the time.
Lift.
Yeah. My friends, they say that they can judge my depression level based on how good I look. So right now I look actually pretty good, which is an indication on how depressed I've been.
You're depressed right now?
That's what my friends say.
Can we cheer you up? Or?
Can we cheer me up? No, I mean, not really.
Okay. I thought we weren't going for downers.
Well, I mean, I'm still happy. I'm laughing.
Okay. That's good. So you lift in your free time? That's all you do?
Pretty much. Lift, school, and work.
Lift, school, and
those
work.
Those are the three things that I guess I watch a lot of Netflix.
Uh-huh. You've already mentioned New Girl.
New Girl, Hawaii 5-0. Uh-huh. I just started watching Modern Family. Uh-huh. The Office is on Peacock now. I can watch the first two seasons because I have a free account. But Psych. Have you watched Psych yet?
I've only seen some episodes.
You need to watch all of Psych. It's fantastic. It's kind of like The Office.
I have a large backlog of things to watch, and I'm currently watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine for about the 10th time, which is...
Stop being what I am with New Girl with Brooklyn Nine-Nine and just watch new stuff.
But it's so good.
There was another... What was the other show I told you to watch? It was Psych and something else. Did you watch Scrubs?
No, I've never seen Scrubs either. Maybe. I've seen bits of it, but not...
You watch Suits?
Never seen Suits.
Suits is pretty good, too.
Should I be taking a list down?
I mean, possibly.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll come back to it. What do I do in my free time?
Yeah. What do you do in your free time?
Video make games. Videos. Play video games. That's most of it.
To be honest, with his free time, I never see him come out of
his
room.
I like to disc golf. Right now, it's not easy because it's... Don't laugh at my disc
I'm
golf.
I'm a discer.
You can go outside. Do it's you not guys- as expensive as golf.
Yeah, but regular golf is more fun. I forgot. When it's warm out, I also golf.
You do golf.
I do golf.
It's a few times.
I just recently looked at that picture. Remember when I broke my driver? Yeah, that's a fantastic day on the course.
Do you
want to
tell the story?
I mean, I hit a little ball and the driver broke. That's pretty much the whole story.
Good story.
I got a little... I'd been lifting over the summer, and I got too strong, and I hit the ball too hard, and the driver just, you know, apart.
You were really depressed over the summer?
Yeah. Okay. That's why I was hitting golf balls so far. AKA mm-hmm. Austin has never hit a ball farther than me.
I don't think that's true. Like
in baseball, in golf, nothing.
At some point, you must have, like, mishit it, and then I hit it further than you.
I mean, like, our farthest ball ever hit is...
Okay.
I'm winning.
Yeah, I think you're at, like, 250, something like that. How many yards have you hit a golf ball? And the one over the gazebo that you measured on Google.
No. It was
count.
The one at Carl's Golfland. What was that one?
I don't know.
We should have written.
I thought it was like 250. That's why I said it.
Yeah, we'll call it 250. By the way, you still didn't hit 211.
What do you mean I didn't hit 211?
At Top Golf.
I hit 217 at Top Golf.
No. That doesn't count. It was like three swings later that you hit 217.
What do you mean?
You hit the ball that went out there, and then you hit, like, two more balls that, like, didn't even go close to that, and then all of a sudden it said 217.
Okay.
Yes. It didn't take that long to roll in.
I've conceded, though, the one time that I hit the golf ball, and, like, 5 minutes later, it registered as a 217-yard drive isn't real.
Okay, that's
because
the
since
one
then,
talking.
I've hit it multiple times.
I don't think that's true.
It is true. You were there.
All right.
Anyway.
Anything else you do in your free time?
Disc golf, video games, make videos. I think that's about it.
That's the next one.
We're 50. On number 50 now?
Number 50.
I watch things, too. YouTube, Netflix, Hulu.
I don't think you should just say watch things.
I watch things. What's been the best period of your life so far?
Oh, anything pre-corona.
Okay.
Oh,
do you have a real answer?
The time that I became, like, a cheerleader, that whole time right there, that's probably the best part of my life so far.
Okay,
that
was
a lot,
like,
of fun.
2 years ago?
A lot of fun.
Year and a half?
Year and a half, yeah.
Okay. But you're still sort of in that window.
Actually, I'm waiting right now for the coach from my new school to email me back to tell me what's left for me to do to come cheer for them. So
there you go.
It's going to be fun.
So you're still in the best window of your life right now.
Sure.
I guess... I'm the same. I mean,
is there's no, not when you were, like, super fit running in high school, you know, this...
I mean, I think about that sometimes, but I was also, like, a child and short, and I wasn't really that strong. Now I could, like, beat the crap out of younger me.
That's not saying much, though, because when I was younger, I could beat the crap out of younger you.
Well, I mean, maybe.
It was locked in.
Was it in the episode that we talked about you slapping me across the face?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't remember. So. We've talked about so much stuff in the 40 minutes we've been going.
Oh, my God. We've been at 40 minutes?
Oh. 40 whole minutes. It flies by. Did I give an answer? I don't remember already.
This time period right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I think right now, like anything post-2018 or post-2017. 2018 through 2021 has been pretty good.
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
I mean, the 2020, it was okay.
it was quick, honestly. It felt like it was never going to end, but then it, like you look back and it was actually kind of quick.
Yeah.
Like, I look back at summer and I was like, I don't even remember summer, really.
Well, you never stopped working, so...
That's true. Yeah, I didn't stop working, which kind of sucked. But also, I made money though. Well, you.
I also made
you
money.
You actually got a raise for being unemployed, which is some crap.
Well, you know, I probably have to pay it back come like a couple months from now.
Got to pay it back.
Well, what do you mean
pay it back?
Well,
that's how unemployment works.
Taxes.
You get money. Oh, okay. Oh, is unemployment not tax?
They did take the taxes out, but I don't know.
Okay.
Like. If I made so much that I still have to pay. I don't know.
I forgot about that. I gotta do that.
Anything post-2017, that's my answer. In the short. I'm almost done with school now. Life's moving. At the speed of 2017, apparently. Did you want to boost your ego now, since you're apparently depressed?
What do you mean, boost my ego?
Well, the other day, I was looking up Womb Buddies on Urban Dictionary, just to see if there was some really weird...
Wait, can we do one more question before we move
on? Oh, yeah, you want another question?
Yeah, last question, I want it to be 69.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Gotta do 69.
69, what are you most grateful for?
That's a dumb question to make, 69. What am I most grateful for?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I guess good friends.
Okay.
I'm gonna go soft on this one.
I thought you were gonna go like hardcore, like my ripped body or something.
No, I'm gonna go soft on this one. I'm not the easiest person to get along with sometimes, and I got some pretty great friends that put up with me.
Okay, that
and
was...
And I guess a good brother who loves and hates me, apparently.
Who's that?
Dallas.
Not me?
No, not you.
Okay. What am I most grateful for? I don't know if there's one thing I'm most grateful for. My weird ass brain.
No, it'd probably be the fact that Mitchell and Madison haven't just kicked the shit out of you for puking in their house 3 times.
You did? No, not 3 times, first off.
Oh, wait, no. What it should be is you should be grateful that you didn't drown in the bathtub that night.
That's true. That's what I'm most grateful for. I didn't drown in a bathtub.
Be grateful that your cousin walked in there just in time to move the sponge off the drain and save your life.
That's what I'm most grateful for, drunk drowning in a bathtub.
Yes, I want some ego boosting. Boost my ego.
Thank you. Every time I ask you the question, you talk about something else. So, as I was explaining before you cut me off with 69, I was looking up on Urban Dictionary the other day if Womb Buddies had some sort of weird definition that would be funny for me to talk about.
Yeah.
And the answer is no.
It doesn't. I think the words itself is weird. Like, the fact that...
Well, yeah.
Womb Buddies, we shared the same womb. Well, I guess we didn't share it, but we were in the same womb at some point.
Yes, at some point.
Maybe we should have just lied to the viewers and said we were twins.
I don't think we are, though.
I've heard that we look a lot alike.
Do you want...
Not so much with the squirrel on your face now, but, like, if you clean-shaved and you took off the glasses, maybe, and we both wore hats.
We're exactly the same if you do all these 5 different things to make you look like me.
So the change is, like, just if we had the same appearance without the hair, though, because our hair is different.
So you want me to shave my head, cut off all the hair on my face, take off my glasses?
No, like... If you have the same base and then just take away the hair because our hair is... Like, you have curly hair and I have straight hair. Like, you just take
the hair.
You
consider that curly? I believe it's
wavy.
Well,
it's also been, like, in a hat all day.
I believe wavy is the correct term for it.
Your hair curls when it gets long.
Waves.
like, I want your hair more than
my hair.
I hate my hair.
You tell me all the time that I'm balding.
Well, I don't want your hairline. I want your hair.
Oh, just my hair. Yeah. You're going to steal my hair?
I'll keep my hairline. Thank you.
So anyway, womb buddies. No good definitions. It's just like two people that have the same parent or like twins, which we are one of those, not the other one. So I thought, why not look up our names?
Okay.
So I looked up our names in Urban Dictionary. I'm going to read mine first because I feel like I feel like you have something to say about it, and then I'll read yours.
Oh, okay. So we're getting my reaction on the names. Okay, cool.
Or do you want to read mine?
Cool. No.
Okay. I'll read it to you. Ready? Let's see. This is the top definition on Urban Dictionary for Austin. Yes. Okay. A sweetheart of a guy who can light up anyone's day with his jokes. I figured this would be your reaction. Okay. Austin may not be the most popular guy.
That's very true, yes.
But he's definitely the coolest.
No.
He's easygoing.
Yeah.
Easy to talk to.
Uh-huh.
Funny.
Not really.
Cute.
Maybe if you shave the beard.
Incredibly fit.
No, not Ooh. Even close.
Smart.
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
Wise beyond his years.
Yeah.
Okay.
You did know what ebb and flow meant, and
I did know ebb and flow.
I do now know that ebb is a word.
Correct.
So I'm wise E-B-B. To my ears.
E-B-B.
E-B-B.
Yes. He's a little shy.
Yeah.
But insanely outgoing around his friends.
He has to have friends to do that, but yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
He can make anyone laugh.
Sometimes.
Okay. Knows how to treat a girl right.
No evidence on that yet, so we'll wait until we see something happen.
And then the grammar's not great here, but it says, and is loves cuddling.
Well, I don't really know that one because I've never cuddled with you, and I hope we don't ever cuddle, so that's more of a you question.
I did try and kiss you the other day, but...
What? When? What?
No, you might have been...
Was I asleep?
You might have been drunk.
Oh.
It really sounds like we're alcoholics, doesn't it? Like, 4 or 5 times we've talked about being drunk.
Well, listen, I have been called an alcoholic several times, so that's nothing new to me.
Now you've made me lose my thought. Okay. He genuinely cares about everyone he loves and loves everyone.
How long is this definition one?
It's a full paragraph.
Oh, okay, good. I'll give you... That one's true, yeah.
Okay. If you get to really know him, you'll realize he's a deep, insecure, and one of the most amazing friends you'll ever make in your entire life.
Well, I guess I don't really know you then.
Oh, okay. No, I'm not that deep.
I don't know if you're insecure, though.
I don't know.
Was that are you telling me you're insecure?
I don't know if, like...
Are you insecure about something?
I mean, maybe something.
Your glasses? Is it the glasses? It's the glasses, isn't it? Your hairline?
No, I like
it's
my glasses, It's the hairline? Actually.
Is it the beard?
No.
Do you want me to keep going?
I mean, I wish it was fuller, but...
Fuller House!
No, I did watch a few episodes of that. Where was I now?
I'm just going to keep shouting out things until one of them sponsors us. Bang! if anybody from Bang Energy hears this, please sponsor me because...
Or Rain.
I have... No Rain. I don't like Coke
products.
I had
a Rain this morning.
Listen, Bang is where it's... You need to start drinking Bangs. It's the same price and there's better flavors.
Get me...
I had...
Bang?
So there is a... Please don't ever say that again. We are related.
One time I was at work and a guy walked up to me with a Bang and he said, bang me. And I said, go away.
Great story. Great story. You know, anyway. I love when I start my day off with a morning bang.
Uh-huh.
Just, you know, it's a fantastic... I have so many great lines for great Bang commercials. So, anyways, moving on to your insecurity, or off of your insecurities onto the next thing.
I'd like you to know I'm only halfway through this paragraph at this point. I think yours is longer, though. So.
I think we should speed read it, then.
Okay. Then just react as I go. Ready?
Okay.
He'd be the most amazing boyfriend in the history of mankind.
Still no evidence on that.
He's also incredibly privileged to have... hold on. I can't read. You are incredibly privileged to have him in your life.
I liked it the other way around, where he is incredibly privileged to have me in his life.
No, that's not what it says.
Well, okay.
Don't take me for granted.
Okay. I don't know how to say that one.
Never let go of me.
Sure.
I know what to say, when to say it, and how to say it. That's not
sometimes.
True at all. He's a good listener and gives the best advice.
No.
He never judges.
I feel like I just judged you on the fact that you don't...
He never judges. Let me judge that.
Yeah.
He never judges or makes you feel like you're nothing.
No, he definitely does. He definitely does.
Feel
all
like
the
you're
time.
Nothing?
All the time.
Okay. He has the most beautiful blue eyes.
I don't like that that one's true. How did they know that?
I don't know.
Are most Austins just blue-eyed?
I don't know, maybe. I'm also the easiest person to love ever.
No.
Very hard. I'm pretty much every girl's dream guy, and more.
Oh my god, I can't speak on that because I'm not a girl, but I'm going to say no. You are not all that in a bag of chips, sorry.
And then we finish it off
you
with
might be
final,
the bag of chips.
The final two sentences to wrap it up. Incredibly rare, down-to-earth human being, and just plain awesome. Words can't describe this dude.
Well, there's one thing true about that statement. Words cannot describe you.
That's true. there's also, you know, they put the little quotes at the bottom so that you know how to use the words in context.
I would just say your name to you, be like, Austin. There's the quote.
Well, this is, you have girl one who says, oh, okay. I need a guy who can always be there for me and really cares.
I just want you guys to know this is a made-up scenario because this will never happen.
And then girl two says, girl, get yourself an Austin. There's about six eyes in girl.
I am Brendan's definition.
Did you want the next paragraph about me? Or
no.
You want to go straight?
No.
Okay.
We only have 8 minutes left.
Are you cutting me off?
Yeah, okay. At an hour.
We're cutting it hard at an hour?
Yeah. I mean, an hour
is. I can't spell your name.
I don't want to go too far.
Am I drunk?
I don't know. Apparently, we are alcoholics, so maybe.
It could be true. This is loading slowly. Here we go.
My back
okay,
is
so,
sweaty.
Yours is more of a list than mine was.
Oh, okay.
So, I'll just have you... I think you're going to just say yes to almost all of these.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
That starts off with awesome guy.
Yeah.
Great friend.
Yep.
Very loyal.
Yeah.
Amazing hair.
Yeah.
Okay. Every guy wishes he could be like him.
Oh, that's
and
a
be his
very
friend.
True one. Yeah. I know it.
All that girls love him.
Yeah.
Great cuddler.
Oh, 100%.
Fun-loving guy at times.
Yeah.
Okay. Good at sports, but not an arrogant jack.
Yeah.
Okay. Not conceited.
I'll say I'm cocky, but not arrogant.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're not quite Tom Brady?
No.
Full circle there.
Just arrogant guy.
Not conceited?
No.
Okay. Gorgeous?
Yeah.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Is nice to everyone?
No.
Okay. Funny and can make you smile by being himself.
Yes.
Party animal at times.
Oh, 100%. I think it's all the time.
Can be cold, but is eventually nice again.
Yes.
Okay.
Treat a girl like a princess, then like God, and then a girl again.
Okay.
Yes.
Where were we? Very smart?
No.
Okay.
I'm okay in that department. I'm not very
okay.
smart.
I think this is the one that you will adamantly disagree with.
Okay.
Loves reading.
Oof, I've finished one book in my entire life.
Okay. Was it a good book?
It was Diary of a Wimpy Kid, so there were pictures.
Oh, okay. Yeah, good book then. best boyfriend?
Yeah.
Loves well, animals? Oh.
I've only had two actual relationships.
Okay, but were you
air
the best?
Quotes around that. I'll say yes,
okay.
But if you ask the girls that question, I doubt they'd say
well,
yes.
Well, you're the one judging this
definition.
Okay,
then yes, I am the best boyfriend ever, ladies.
Loves animals?
I don't like cats. Cats
okay.
is the only thing.
Loves animals minus cats.
Yes.
Okay, and then athletic.
Yeah, very.
That guy is such a Brendan. You wish he was mine. I don't know what...
What?
That's bad grammar. I don't know.
You wish he was
mm-hmm.
mine. Why? I mean, I guess if I'm... wanting to wish somebody something good, I would say, yeah, I wish he was yours.
Okay.
But, like, wouldn't it be I wish he was mine?
I don't know.
Not you?
Do you want to hear, like, a actual paragraph definition of who you are?
Sure.
Okay, this is the next one down. It says, the most gorgeous guy in the universe,
mm-hmm.
every girl wishes they could have him,
yeah.
and every guy wishes they could be him.
Yeah.
He has amazing hair that all the other guys in school wish they could pull off.
Yeah.
Not only is he amazingly gorgeous, but he's also the sweetest guy you could ever meet.
100%.
He isn't conceited, but he's obviously gorgeous. Again.
Obviously.
He loves techno and rock and has a great sense of style.
Well, if
he
replace techno and rock with country and EDM, yeah.
Okay. He makes everyone happy when he's around them.
Uh-huh. Sometimes.
You're lucky if you know him.
I'd say 75% of people would say that statement.
Okay.
25%.
There's another, this is how you use this in conversation under
okay.
this one. Guy one says.
Oh, we're on guys now.
Yeah. Guy okay. one says, I wish I could be more like Brendan.
Yeah.
Guy 2 says, I know, I would totally sex him up and I'm not even gay.
I don't know, why do you like that so much?
It's funny to me. Guy 1 also says, me too. But with lots of E's and lots of O's.
I am a very attractive person.
Uh-huh.
I would say something, but I don't want to put that out on air because I'll tell you after the show. Okay. I don't want the kid to find out.
The kid?
Yeah.
Oh, he's not like a kid. Don't say it like
kid.
That.
He's not like a kid kid. I mean, okay. We're all kids, basically. I mean, I'm 22, you're 25. We're kids still. You want me to say the young adult? The young adult. I don't want him to find out.
Okay. I just scrolled down to the fifth definition here.
Okay.
And they have, like, little blue highlights on some of them.
Mm-hmm.
The blue highlights on this one are sexually active, sex drive, and make love.
Yeah. Makes sense for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
his dick tends to be larger than most.
Oh. Yeah. It's average. Well, it's above average, actually.
Why did your voice get so high when you said that?
It's above average.
You said, yeah.
It's above average.
Okay. Above average.
Not by much, but it is. I've been told that it's not small, so.
Okay.
I'm confident with it.
Perfect. So, how do you feel about our definitions on Urban Dictionary, then?
Mostly accurate, yeah.
Is there a name that you just want to shame right now?
Don't make me do it. Nah, we're good, we're good. Okay. We don't have to do that one.
We can look up more names later.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Was there anything else?
That's all I had, unless you want to talk about anything else.
Not really.
Okay.
No, I think we're good.
So to recap, we talked about...
I don't think we can recap. There was like 100 different things. It's going to take me half an hour to recap.
We talked about Tom Brady.
Yes.
Kobe Bryant.
Uh-huh.
Rest
in peace.
What?
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace,
both
yes.
of them.
I thought you said recipes. We talked about...
Actually, I did just see this really, really cool recipe today on TikTok where you take a banana.
Okay.
And you, like, make it slices, right?
Uh-huh.
And then you dip it in pancake batter and banana.
You make
pancake.
It long slices or little slices?
You cut the banana in half and make them long slices. So, like, it's long... Like, if this is the banana, it's long ways. You cut it in half and then cut it this way.
Oh, so you cut it in half horizontally and then you cut it... Vertically.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
And then,
that might have made sense. Hot dog hamburger.
Dip it in pancake batter and make pancake. It looks so good. Dip it in Nutella after that.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mom's making food. Tom Brady, Kobe Bryant, putting a tooth in your head so you can hear. We answered a lot of questions, talked about simping, negging, Tide Pods. That was in there. We talked about the dick in San Francisco. We talked about our names.
Yeah.
You said a lot of things that I have to cut.
Yeah, did I?
Maybe.
What did I say?
Well, you kept saying we have to cut this, and I was like, it's not...
Oh, just the arguing.
Okay. You don't want us to argue.
There was some small bickering that we cut out.
You want us to publicly look like we're better brothers than we are.
We should probably cut out the part where we're talking about cutting out parts.
This is all stand-in. There's no way I'm taking it out. So that's it. So check back in 2 weeks, Fortnite, 14 days.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that Fortnite?
Yes, I did.
Is, you know, not that it's a video game.
Did you know that a baker's dozen isn't 12? 13.
Yes, it's 13. No, Fortnite, it's like 14 and then night, like nights. There's a camera on my laptop that you're now playing with.
That is so cool that it like angles like that. That's okay.
All right. Thank you for listening to Womb Buddies.
The podcast for ADHD people.
Exactly. Tangents all over the place.
Check the comments or the description for the tag names for our social media accounts.
He will be making them shortly.
Soon, yes.
This was the only thing he had to do for the podcast, and they...
Well, you can't make a social media account until the podcast is actually happening.
Well, what is your first video going to be on this?
Probably like us in the studio on next week's episode.
Oh, next week in 2 weeks?
Or 2 weeks, yeah. I mean, we can do next. I don't care. We'll figure it out.
Okay. Well, join us in 2 weeks.
Can't have content until the show's actually happening.
Why not?
What am I going to have content of? The whole content is supposed to be about the show. Well, if we don't have a show, there's no content.
The show's about us.
Well, yeah, now people know who we are, and they'll know what the contest is.
You wanted me to do, like TikTok dances or something.
Yeah, we're going to do some TikTok dances.
I might do a backflip someday.
Although, we can't really do those in the studio unless we do them on your bed. I would kinda
smash
crazy.
My head on the ceiling.
I don't know, that might be pretty funny.
It could be. This is how we end the show, apparently, is we attempt to end it for... Oh, the Queen or Goodbye.
The Queen or Goodbye. That's is a known thing in our family where you say goodbye and then 10 minutes later you are... honestly, maybe even an hour sometimes.
Yeah, it takes a while.
You remember the time... I'm sorry.
We'll just... Thank you for listening to Woo Buddies. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Goodbye.
Peace out.
Go ahead and correct it.
What do you want me to say? Our episodes are actually every week instead of every 2 weeks. Austin fucked up.
Well, we said 2 weeks, and then we decided that maybe we could do every week. So we're just going to disappoint.
It's every week. Every week, join us here.
On Thursdays.
To listen to our ADHD-looking asses.
On Thursdays. Looking. Mm-hmm. They can't see us. We're Queen or Goodbying again. We have to end it.
Every week. Every week, we'll be coming out with a new episode.
Next Thursday.
Join us.